The role of a tree surgeon involves a variety of tasks, such as maintaining trees as well as carrying out diagnoses and assessments. Part of the remit of Jake Shepherd's job as a Reigate tree surgeon, however, is cutting them down. Unhappy with the number he's had to fell and inspired by our very own ultimate royal, the Queen, he's pledged to repopulate the town. He joins me on the line now. Good morning, Jake.
Hello, good morning.
Brilliant that you're on the line. And you've had special permission, really, to chat to us because you're actually on a job. So thank you to whoever
that's
your
right.
client
I just,
is.
I just had to vacate a tree fairly quickly.
Actually, that's never happened to me. Someone at great height or doing an interview on the telephone. That could be the Guinness Book of Records, really, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Now, part of your job as a tree surgeon, Jake, is to cut down trees in the locality. It's not exactly deforestation on a large scale, though, is it? So why is that something you have concerns about?
No, it's not deforestation, but you've got to remember, we do live in a, you know, beautiful part of the world. Surrey's a lovely place.
Yes.
You know, there's plenty of trees around, but, you know, sometimes we have to take down nice specimens for whatever reason. So I just think it's quite nice to, you know, to replant and give future generations of people, you know, nice specimens of trees, you know.
But it's about sustainability, though, isn't it? Because trees help to maintain the ecological balance, don't they?
Exactly. I mean, you know, you've got wildlife living in the trees, but obviously not only that, they've got, you know, they're turning the toxic air into nice clean oxygen, you know, and plus the fact that, you know, when they're mature and looked after well, they look beautiful, don't they? So
they do. And the thing is, I mean, chopping down vast areas of forest, we know, is known to have an effect on the climate. We're not
sure.
So sure necessarily what the impact of cutting down a handful of trees are, but studies I've been looking at have shown that even small scale land clearance, that can cause a change in local temperature and all sorts of ecological changes, can't it?
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, you know, not only that, you've got to think, you know, I'm only one company, but you've got, you know, several companies throughout Surrey or the local area, you know, taking down trees every day. You know, not necessarily that we do take down trees every single day, but, you know, you've got to think someone will be taking down a tree every day. So, you know, to give something back in my eyes is, you know, is sort of a small gesture, really.
And on top of that, again, I mean, I've been looking at, when I knew I was going to talk to you, Jake, I have to confess, you know, I'm not very knowledgeable about this sort of thing, but I did find a US study, I forget the name of it, but actually proving that trees are actually good for our health. They help to filter air pollution. So the closer you live to trees, the better off you are. Trees are good for you, in other words. Now, you've applied to Reigate and Banstead Borough Council asking to be allowed to plant trees in town parks and green spaces. Tell us, first of all, why you wanted to do this, because I think you were actually influenced by the Queen, is that right?
That's correct. So I don't know if there was a TV programme not long ago where her and David Attenborough walked around her garden, and basically what she was doing was basically she donated 25,000 trees to basically improve the Commonwealth canopy. And I mean, obviously what I'm going to do is a drop in the ocean, but I just thought, you know, she's going to do that. Perhaps maybe that would be a good starting point to get, you know, not only me, but try and get other tree surgeons involved, you know, up and down the country so that, you know, if we're taking out these nice trees, we can, you know, put them back, become renewable, you know, sustainable.
So to summarise for listeners, it's basically the Queen is getting all the countries in the Commonwealth to grow forests that are self-sustainable in her Queen's Commonwealth Canopy Pledge. That's basically it, isn't it?
Correct.
That's
yeah,
what you said.
It.
I stole that from you, actually. I wish I'd thought of that myself. But so with that in mind, you've applied to Reigate and Banstead Borough Council asking to be allowed to plant trees in the town parks and green spaces,
yeah,
as I've said. Have you had a response?
I have not.
Not yet.
I've been trying quite hard to get in touch with them, and they've not got in touch back, which
well,
is quite annoying. But I'm still going. I'm still going to dig away at it.
Well,
so hopefully we will.
You've done your first one, haven't you? You've planted your first one at Reigate Priory School, your old school.
That's right. I went to Reigate Priory many years ago, and so yeah, I thought that would be a nice place to plant the first tree. So we've got a nice weeping cherry in there, and it was actually worked quite well because it coincided with the German exchange trip that they were doing. So they've actually named it their friendship tree, which I thought was quite a nice idea.
Brilliant, yes.
You know, so I've donated the tree to them, but then they've got another use for it as well, you know, so it's really quite a nice thing to have.
Yes, I saw the picture. So three pupils from each school that were part of the exchange, they actually helped to plant the tree, so that they were very much part of it, literally, weren't they?
Yeah, very much involved. So they, you know, I dug the hole and got it all ready, and then they each had a go at putting some compost in the hole and getting it, you know, planted, you know.
And your pledge has been to plant a new tree for everyone you've cut down. It's got to be over a certain height. Tell us a little bit about what the requirements are for you to do
so
that.
So, obviously, you know, we can come and take sort of smaller trees out. And obviously, if I was doing that, then I wouldn't make any money. So, basically, what we're going to do, for every tree, I've said, for every tree that's 30 centimetres at chest height, I will replant, because, you know, 30 centimetres at chest height means it's been there for a fair few years. It's not just a little sapling that's grown out of the ground, or whatever, you know what I mean? So,
yep.
For every tree that's established and mature, so sort of about 30 centimetres at chest height, we will replace.
Okay, so you're going to plant a new tree for everyone you've cut down that's over 30 centimetres at chest height, and you're going to plant a tree in the local area to that tree, aren't you, within the green spaces of Reigate?
Whether it's in someone's garden. I've had a few people get in contact with me about wanting trees planted in their green space. So, you know, it's just any sort of green space, really.
And you want this to be a nationwide thing, don't you, Jake? Sign up, follow suit, so that maybe even other tree surgeons can get on board as part of your plan?
Yeah, that's right. So, if anyone else wants to get involved, then they can get in touch on the website or on over the phone or whatever.
If you want people to get in touch to offer a space in their gardens when you want to replace a tree you've cut down, how can they get in touch?
We offer all sorts of tree work as well. So, you know, we're not just taking trees out. We're thinning them, reducing the height, making sure they're all safe and stuff, you know. So if anyone wants to get in touch for any of that kind of stuff as well, you can do. But then planting trees as well, just give me a shout and we can get something done.
Okay, so give us your website address, your email address, your telephone number, whatever you want to hand out.
So you can email me at js.arbservices@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can get my website, which is jsarbservices.co.uk, or my telephone number is 07799 390 913.
Brilliant. Jake, thank you so much for telling us about your tree plan. Good luck. Let's hope it turns into a nationwide movement.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Thank you very much for having me.
That would be brilliant. Good to talk to you, Jake.
Take care. Have a nice day.
And you too.
Bye.
That was Jake Shepherd. And if you're interested in offering him a space in your garden to plant a tree, you can get in touch. His website address, as he said, is js.arbservices.co.uk. Or you can email him js.arbservices@gmail.com. Or you can call him on 07799 390 913.